No Greater Love Music Festival is coming up in just under 2 weeks' time. And when it comes down to it, you know, we've been talking about all the artists. We've been talking with Randy Atkinson about different things here. And Randy, you know, this is one of those things, you know, we're different ages, you know, different generations. But when you came to me the other day and said, you know, have you heard of this? Have you heard of John Schlitt?
Mm-hmm.
And you spelled out, my jaw kind of drops. And I'm like, wow. Caught me off guard because, yes, I know who John Schlitt is. I've been a fan of Petra for a long
time. I know.
And so when it came down to it...
But I could see the look of shock on your face. Like, how do you know his name?
That's right. We don't have a whole lot of music that's combined. But you knew him from the band Head East.
That's
And you asked me this morning...
That's right.
You know, if I took my record sleeves from Head East, would you get them autographed? And I said, you know what? It's worth a shot.
Sure.
But you know what? I did do one better. We've got John Schlitt on the phone
now. You do not.
John Schlitt, are you there?
Hi, Randy.
Holy man, John Schlitt. Hey, great to talk to you, buddy. How are you?
I am doing great, my friend. I appreciate anybody who actually knows me from my past, my way past here.
Head East, I was a big fan. I got the three vinyls, so Scott's going to get down there. Maybe you can ink those up for me. But
I
then
can do
I,
it.
What I did
it.
Was I found...
I'll tell you, though, for the first 20 years after leaving Head East, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole, but I finally got over it and realized that it was an important part of my life, and... appreciate it actually now more than I probably did when I was in the band.
What is that about, John? You know, I remember Paul McCartney saying the same thing when he started touring. He didn't do Beatles stuff and
mm-hmm.
then kind of got over it and moved on. Is there just a time you have to reconcile with part of your past?
Well, it had to do with my Christian faith, buddy, for one thing. I had to grow up.
Yep.
You know, for a long time, I didn't want to have anything to do with my past because it turned out to be not that great. But as time went on, I realized, hey, there were a lot of good things during the Head East days. I had a lot of good friends. I met a lot of great people that really loved what we did. And it wasn't necessarily the music that was totally messing me up. It was the scene backstage, and I made my own choices, you know.
Yeah.
So when I finally got a little more depth in my walk, I finally realized, hey, that was a very important part of my life, and it's part of my testimony. And you know what? And now I can look back at it with the fond memories.
How was it then? Were you faith-based before
Head
East?
Head East? No. I'll tell you what I did. I totally believed in God. I prayed to God every night. But I had no idea who Jesus was, and there's a big difference there.
Yep.
So, I basically when I discovered that Jesus was somebody more than just another figure in the Bible, it totally changed my life, and then that's when I feel like I really quote walked in the faith.
Petra, then, is that what you started shortly after?
No, it wasn't short. I'll tell you, it was 5 years before.
Oh.
Petra called me and asked me if I'd be part of it. And during that 5 years, buddy, I totally left music altogether. I wouldn't listen to the radio. I wouldn't do anything. And became a mining engineer for 5 years. Worked with a mining company and did surveying underground and basically supervised 24-hour shifts on two different locations as an engineer, and that was not having anything to do with music.
No, it certainly didn't. I just want to pass on one of the best songs I've ever heard. Ever. Is never been any reason.
Yes,
Head East.
Yeah, it's become a classic, buddy. And I remember when we recorded it. It you know, it's been many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember in that little 16-track studio as we're doing our thing as kids, and we had played the song so much in the bars that there was no arranging. It already had been arranging and had developed live, which I sometimes think those are by far the best rock albums you're ever going to get because they were tried and true and tested in the public. So pretty much all the songs we had on Flat as a Pancake had already been tested and were pretty much designed to be successful. So as we look back now, although it was a budget of nothing, with a bunch of kids doing it, producing it themselves, it was you know, as a Christian, I can look back and say, you know, that could have been a miracle, you know, because it was truly very unique, and yeah. it was the beginning of a new life for me. You know, I thought I'd be in music for like 4 years, and then I'd end up using my engineering degree and look back at it as fond, short memories, but God had different plans.
Well, and I'll you know, take that next step. I mean, this is what's so interesting between this conversation. You know, generations come together because, you know, I still remember the day that I heard "I Am on the Rock" when I went into my camp kitchen and somebody was singing along to this song. And I said to Randy this morning, I'm like, I was like, what is this and where has it been all my life? And to be honest, I went home from camp that week. I bought the tape. I bought the CD. A year later, I bought the music book, you know. And, you know, now, even this year, I was taking a look back, and that album, Beyond Belief, was probably such, not probably, it was one of the most defining moments in my Christian faith, you know, taking a step from my parents' faith into my own. And, you know, I look at my understanding of Christianity and my walk with Jesus, you know, it was totally solidified by this. Because I always wondered, where has this come from? You know, my church was good, but they're a little more, you know, you didn't talk about certain aspects of it, but I'm like, you look at Creed, you know, and I've been teaching my kids, one of my favorite bands is Demon Hunter. And I had to describe to them, what is a demon? What, you know, why don't we have to be afraid? And it's what's in a name that we sing every once in a while just to remind them, you know, what's in a name that the demons flee. So, you know, this I appreciate this as well. This is exciting for Randy. It's exciting for me to talk to you today. So, you know, Petra was and still is, I guess, a huge part. But now you move on to Union of Sinners and Saints. This is another stage, and it's exciting to have you back. You were there 2 years ago. Tell us about this stage now.
Well, it was Billy Smiley and myself putting, basically getting in the studio and just writing for fun, seeing if we could do it together. And it ended up, we had, you know, 10 songs contributed by a lot of our friends. Nice. It really was one of those things where we can do it, let's have some fun. And we ended up with some very cool songs, also absolutely Christian-based, because that's all I'm ever going to do anymore. Mm-hmm. And felt like, you know, these need to be heard. So we put together a band to support these songs, and ended up with one of the better bands I've heard in a long, long time, and then the Unity of Sinners and Saints was created, and I love to say it's been fantastic ever since, but it's been an uphill battle because you know we're older, and the Christian music scene is very small, and there's not a lot of room for us old timers because there's so many young that come in and you know have their styles, which is what the radio is playing now. So we have quite the battle, but we feel that it's what we're supposed to do, and we're bringing across the music style that we still think is very relevant. It's a very exciting music form that sings about a very exciting subject, and so when we get a chance, like the festival we're doing, it's a real thrill for us.
Hey, John, what, I guess, from stage performance and being on stage now as opposed to Head East, which maybe you don't remember all the shows back then, who knows, but what now, and one must think with your relationship with God that being on stage now is such a joyous time for you to perform.
Well, you know what? I do remember some of the shows with Head East, and they were always a lot of fun. The difference is that it was pretty much sort of self-seeking. There was really not that much depth to it, but I will tell you that in Head East, I wanted to make sure that the crowd always had a great time. It was very important to me. But with Petra and the Union of Sinners and Saints, there's a difference. The songs that I'm singing are not just self-satisfying. I believe they can change lives in a very positive way. And to be able to do that, now, don't get me wrong, I have fun. and I want the crowd to have a good time, but I want them to have a good time in the name of Christ, which is, for me, absolutely a mind-boggling possibility. you know, you were talking about I'm on the Rock, and
yep.
I think Scott, you were saying that it really helped change, it helped focus you towards Christ.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, music is an amazing tool. It can bring across teaching like nothing else can.
You better believe it.
And that's what Petra's music and the Union Center, any music that I've done since I became a Christian, I hope, my desire is that it not only entertains and is satisfying to the ear, but it also can reach the spirit
mm-hmm.
and bring across the philosophy that I've learned through becoming a Christian, that's life-changing, that's for eternity. So it's pretty important to me.
Yeah.
Although I will say again, the man in me says, I want to make sure those people have a great time.
Well, and I'm looking forward to it. No Greater Love Music Festival coming up August 11th and 12th. We're very excited to have you here.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for spending the time to talk to us
today.
One
more thing for John Schlitt. If a rundown and I happen to get down to No Greater Love, you're not going to pull out Never Been Any Reason just for old time's sake.
Well.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, the Union loves doing that song. And every once in a while, we'll see. If you show up, we may have to do it for you.
Oh, man, that'd be too
cool. All right,
Randy? That'd be too cool.
But you got to bring the album so I can sign them, too.
Oh, we'll do that for sure. John Schlitt, this has been an absolute honor and pleasure for me. I got goosebumps, man, just talking to him. I mean, this is exciting. I appreciate this more than you know. And thanks for everything you've done beyond Head East, more importantly, because you have brought through your music a comfort to a lot of people. And also, as you say, helping them in their quest in Christianity and finding God. Thanks for everything you do.
Oh, thanks, guys. I really thank you very much. This has been a very, very uplifting interview, and I appreciate
Wonderful.
Both of you.
Awesome. Thanks so much.